Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this resolution, as was mentioned, would designate June 2021 as Cancer Survivor Recognition Month here in Pennsylvania. Mr. President, as is always said, there's probably not one of us among us who haven't been personally touched by the difficulties and evils of cancer. I lost my father in December of 2019 to kidney cancer. My sister has suffered through breast cancer for the last 20-plus years, and although she's doing well, there's not a day goes by that she doesn't have battles dealing with that. And so it is important for us to stand up and talk about this and bring more and more awareness to it. Last year, the sponsor of this resolution was Senator Dave Arnold. And we all know that the Senate family was touched personally when we lost Dave earlier this year to cancer and his battle. With us on the floor today is his wife, Felicia, and his daughter, Reese, who are joining us in this special day to talk about something that was so important to him. They're doing very well. Reese was a starter as a freshman on the high school softball team and playing travel ball. And as a matter of fact, they won a tournament this weekend. So Coach Dave clearly did his job as his daughter is excelling very much in softball. And their team has a ribbon on their uniform in honor of former Senator Arnold. So I thought today, if we recall a year ago when Senator Arnold spoke on this resolution, he sort of captivated the Senate, like not too many times, with his remarks. And I thought maybe the best way to honor him was to reread those remarks. So if you allow me a moment and understand the person, first person that is referring to in these remarks are Dave's, not mine. But I thought it would be a nice tribute to him on this very special day to recapture. I won't do it nearly as well, trust me, but to recapture his spirit. As said by Dave Arnold, I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 333, the resolution that would designate the month of June 2020 as Cancer Survivors Recognition Month in Pennsylvania and honoring all cancer survivors for their strength and courage in the face of this devastating illness. I'd like to thank all the co-sponsors to this resolution. I can tell you it means a lot to me personally, and I am certain that it would mean a lot to everybody else in the Commonwealth who suffers from this infliction. We all have friends and family who've been stricken by cancer. And one of the forms we all know is a devastating disease. As set forth in this resolution, it's a disease that will inflict about 1.8 million Americans this year. In the latest info I could find, 600,000 Americans lose their lives every year to cancer. Most people in here know what I've been going through my own battle on a serious form of brain cancer. About 15 years ago, one of my best friends died from the same form of cancer. There are a lot of cancer survivors out there, and I consider them all heroes. I have my own specific heroes. Ashley Zimmerman, who at the age of 3 months old was found to have four tumors of neuroblastomas, and she's now 11 years old and doing great, and I could not be more proud of that young girl. My friend Brittany Shapiro, I hope I pronounced that correctly, from the Inspector General's office, who I got to know real well professionally when I was a DA. She has been in a battle with breast cancer for several years now, and she's also been a hero to me in the leadership she has displayed. Finally, a gentleman named Steve McCracken, who lives in Lebanon, reached out to me when he heard my story. Steve also had the exact same type of cancer I have, and has been battling through that for the last 3 to 4 years. He's been a great role model for me in this process. So these are just three examples of survivors who I suggest everybody are really heroic in their behaviors. I know we all have stories of friends and family that fall out of these categories. And there is no cure for most of the current survivors of cancer. But to all survivors, I just want to say thank you. You give those of us who are inflicted the strength to keep fighting on ourselves. Some of us will win that battle. Sadly, many of us won't. But all are heroes, the same to me, and I pray for all of you. I ask my colleagues to support the resolution and honor the thousands of Pennsylvanians who are fighting and surviving cancer right now.